Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Al Watkins, and this is Watkins Word, the voice from the heartland for the hearts and minds of America, coming to you from high atop the esteemed law offices of Codner Watkins in the Gateway to the West. The voice of the heartland remains committed to providing you with insight into and knowledge of the events and issues of the day. There is a limerick being bantered about. It goes something like this. An elderly roue named Clyde took an 18-year-old as a bride. They took the old lecher out on a stretcher, but as he left, he was smiling with pride. Double standards are realities. Happiness, like beauty, lies in the eyes of the beholder. When guys get old, they look for younger women. Older guys and younger guys kind of admire that trait of older men. They may not readily admit it, but it's true. Generally speaking, the wealthier the older guy, the greater the odds the older guy is going to nab a younger lass. A lot of the shortcomings associated with age can be overcome when there is a monetary reward associated with the whole deal. In short, rich old men get the young ladies. Younger men and older men alike silently cheer them on. Other younger women think to themselves, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad deal. And older women, they know the drill, because they too were once younger. That's why they out-survived their prior older spouse. There are a lot of benefits to a younger woman who is kept by an older guy. To name a few, there are no late-night booty calls because an older guy generally goes to sleep around 9 p.m., older guys won't try to change a younger gal. He's far more realistic. The older guy has a future, and what's great about that future to the younger gal is it's a very limited future. Older guys, they pay for everything. And, of course, they won't run away, at least not very far or very fast. And best of all, when the older guy dies, the younger gal can date his son. Now, old ladies who seek out younger men are generally frowned upon by both other ladies and by other men. You see, there's something that society simply can't embrace about the image which presents itself when one sees an older adult female prancing about with a young boy toy on her arm. Other ladies wince. Other men shake their heads and thank a higher being of their choice that they are not the guy being tugged along on the arm of a saggy, older, well-heeled gal. Now that's a double standard. Double standards abound in our world of relationships. Everyone knows happiness is finding out your girlfriend doesn't have an aversion to pornographic films. Unhappiness is finding out she actually starred in a few of them herself. Now, there are very few benefits to a young guy when it comes to dating an older woman. But indeed, some benefits exist. Instead of having to spend money on a lot of booze to get her ready for action, a simple cup of herbal tea does the trick. Also, an older woman can wear brilliant red lipstick at any time of the day or night and not look like she had just had a mistaken oral experience with a jar of strawberry jam. One cannot say this about younger women or drag queens. And if a younger man whines enough, the older woman may simply forget the younger man is a boy toy and confuse him with one of her children, allowing him to live in a separate room, rent-free. As for the official position of the Voice of the Heartland, I only hate double standards when they have a negative impact on me. Otherwise, I'm all for them. I'm Al Watkins. That was Watkins Word, the final word. Until tomorrow.